Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
My ear holes, Jeffrey, Aaron, James, and Riley, Marie, Jude, and Spa. This pod is pretty fine, it makes me feel alive, but kiddo, listen up, homie, you shouldn't try.
That was another one from Andrew Sear. And there it is. He did that on purpose, that absolute fucker.
That was perfect.
I think that's a reference to an older episode where we did yams, 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 or something like that.
Yams, I don't know.
Or it's just sweet potatoes to the tune of Blink 182.
It was gorgeous, and what a fake out.
This guy, he sent in the last, like, three theme songs.
Why are you mad?
No, it's good. They've all been great, but I'm just like, I feel like he's getting too much power to be able to, like, fake us out like that.
No, it's perfect.
He even said, please feel free to space these out / ask me to stop.
Well, now you have to keep going. You have to exclusively be the one to send in theme songs every week. The energy is wild right now.
Right now?
Because we're in person.
We're in person in my bedroom.
And with our guest who, I mean, he's here. He's on the episode title.
I forget how your guys' podcast works. If you're one of those where it's, yes, don't talk until we say their name.
I hate when people do
I
that.
I think it's so strange.
It's really like,
there's always like the with blank, like yeah. In the episode title.
Yeah, you know who's on.
Yeah.
But I guess your audience like comes for you. Right? Like, they're coming for Jeffrey.
Don't say our audience is coming.
You have to phrase it differently.
You have to stop saying
our audience is coming. Guys, the fact of the matter is your audience is coming.
We've talked about masturbation so much since Riley got to our house an hour ago.
Don't say we talked about masturbation so much.
This is my first time at Jeff and George's new... George Saba's here. Yeah. He's in the episode title.
George Saba.
Peter George Saba. This is my first time at their new place, and it's beautiful. And when was the last time we recorded an episode in person?
I think it was June.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Or
and
July.
So we're in Jeff's bedroom. That's right.
He was doing his archetype.
We're in Jeff's bedroom. When we were setting up, Jeff's like, all right, so what we're going to have to do is we're all going to have to sit as close to each other as possible. So us three are on Jeff's bed right now recording this. I feel like we're like at a slumber party.
It reminds me of there was an episode about one of the first episodes of If I Were You I ever listened to was like a video edition with Allison Williams, and the three of them were on a bed. And it was cool. It was a cool vibe. It was like 320-somethings a long time ago. They're all old as shit now. But it's the same vibe. It feels like a slumber party.
George, how the hell are
you? No response to that.
Well, Riley already said it felt like a slumber party, and mm-hmm. so you just felt like you were repeating what she was saying and then adding, like...
She was like, yeah, I think what's cool is that it actually feels like a slumber party.
Yeah. Right. And then you took that and then called your bosses old, yeah. but then said the same thing. It's almost as if you did what Riley did, but mean.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel like we're not close enough.
Kick your feet up in the air.
Ow.
What's going to be amazing is doing improv from this position.
Now we're too close and I'm uncomfortable.
George, you're back on the pod. It's been so long.
It's been, I guess, 2 years, with the exception of one of the, you did a New Year's best of, where I was yeah. out to dinner and you called me.
That's right.
And I answered and I was like, what is happening? And then you sort of threw me on the spot.
I said, you're being recorded as we speak.
Right. And it was given no preface. I think Jeffrey called a bunch of times. And then when I did answer, you texted me like, answer your phone. And I thought it was an emergency.
It was.
Sure. And I was really caught off guard. But now I'm here and I guess prepared.
Well, we'll see, because we were just talking about the fact that the last time you were... You were on the show, your reviews were some of the worst a guest has ever run in.
Sure, but in, a fun way.
It was really fun.
It was, I think, no hyperbole, probably the worst review we've had on the show.
Sure.
And we all kind of sat in stunned silence for a bit. If you guys have, go listen to Margaritaville's one where George, he's like, oh, here's a good one. Brings in a review. And we're all waiting for it to get to a funny part or something that'll incite any kind of improv. And we're all just like,
Which I think I, which looking back, I want you guys to know, I'm really worried I did it again. I really, it's a thing that, because I think about that a lot. It was a very memorable time on your podcast. That sounds like I'm saying it sarcastically. I am not. I think about it a lot because it made me question my metric for humor and taste.
And have you found it?
Well, it makes me think I will find a niche weird thing funny and pull that as information.
Yeah.
And then I'll hear your guys' reviews. It's like, oh no, that one's more clearly funny and a joke. And this one is they wrote the word no a lot. And I think that's really, I can run with that.
Yeah, that's a good game. Someone who says no to everything.
Yeah, it's a really good improv thing.
Isn't it? It's really helpful.
No to everything. Yeah.
Well, if you couldn't tell from George being here or the title of the episode, we're here, we're talking about Margaritavilles again.
Yeah, again.
And
long time coming.
Before we started recording, George made us some frozen margs because we were going to go to dinner at Margaritaville tonight.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. And so we're like, oh, we'll make margs and record. Who wants to go first in describing the drinks in our hands?
So, okay. I want to clarify something because I do feel like so much of my very little internet presence is
food and drink related.
You are famously a wonderful chef, foodie,
mixologist.
It is.
And this isn't, we decided we're not going to Margaritaville. That's fine. And then Jeffrey's like, we'll make margaritas at our house. Do we have stuff? And I said, I texted Jeffrey, no. And then I meant to say, we just need limes. And I didn't do that. And Jeffrey was, based off of that information, brought all the stuff you need for margaritas, with the exception of limes, and brought mix. But it's like, that's fine. That feels
closer to Margaritaville.
Yeah. We're trying to make it an authentic experience.
I will defend Margaritaville a little bit. Like, if you get a Cadillac margarita, it tastes more functionally like a margarita. But yeah. The mix is so flavorless. The sin it commits, I guess.
It tastes quite viscous.
It's viscous. It's both. It is bland. It is sugar
sour,
water.
Sour, but not in a lime way.
I wouldn't even... Yeah, it's sour in a milk way.
It tastes cream.
It's really... It's half and half.
It's fucking
whipping cream.
We talked about how it's okay, we're going to record, and then on the break, we're going to...
make a real drink.
Well, what could we do? And George is just like, I can just make another... cocktail. And so Jeff's like, yeah, on a break, I guess Negronis. Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Should we open a franchise called Negroniville?
Negroniville! Peter Saba's Negroniville.
It's like a little... It's not vacation. It's like cigar lounge.
That's really good. A chain cigar lounge. Yeah.
A family friendly destination, but it's a cigar lounge.
Merch. And then there's the Margaritaville theme park, right?
Resort.
There's a resort.
There's a resort in Gatlinburg. That's in Tennessee, right?
Yeah. I still think you should have your bachelor party there.
I think it'd be really funny.
And that would be incredible.
It's right by Dollyville, I think.
Oh my god.
Dollywood.
Yeah. Double feature.
There and then it's either there or it's in Pigeon Forge.
It doesn't matter.
It's important. And then they open the Times Square Margaritaville with like the like four scale replica of the Statue of Liberty, but holding a margarita.
Oh my
god. And it goes up,
god,
it's like four stories and it's also a hotel.
When I was living in New York for a bit, you came to visit me like three times, I think. How did we not go there?
Because it's in Times Square, but in retrospect, yeah.
Easy to get to.
Because
every subway stops there, for the most part.
Well, yeah, and also there was so much. It's New York, baby. There's nothing to do. So we were like...
Margaritaville.
So Margaritaville.
What's our experience, updated experience with it?
Still nothing, but...
You've never been?
No, I still have never been.
Stop the record.
But I also saw that there's a Margaritaville cruise.
Yeah.
Why haven't we been on it?
I know. Would you do that?
I would do a Margaritaville cruise. And then... when we kick up Negroniville, I do think we should do
Negroniville cruise.
A Negroniville airboat tour of the Everglades.
Or the bayou.
Of the bayou, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's
drinks
the same.
Drinks slopping around everywhere.
Negroni's like a classy drink. Why is it in the swamps?
Well, we're trying to class it down and make it more accessible.
We're taking it outside into the marsh. We're
Why?
Drinking it with the Crocs.
Why?
In Crocs.
There's no through line.
But there's no cocktail for the Crocs.
Jeff.
And the Negroni could be the first one.
I will say, when we were prepping for this and we were considering whether or not to go to Margaritaville, Jeff, I don't know, George wasn't in this conversation, but Jeff and I were talking about it. And I'm like, oh, I really want to go. And Jeff's like, it's really bad. And I'm like, but I think
the
it'd
food
be.
Was bad.
I know, but yeah. I'm like, I think it'd be so fun. I'm sure it's fine. And Jeff's like, it's fucking bad.
I got a burger when we went with Evan Dodson.
Yeah.
And it was mush.
So I will say the food's gotten worse.
Like, the burger was the consistency of like frozen ice cream, like ice cream before you kind of let it sit out.
I want it to
so
be
so hard.
Yeah,
he just
ice cream that you
mush.
Have set out.
Right.
Actually, it might be perfect ice cream consistency.
So it's a spread.
Yeah. It was ice cream.
It was disgusting. It was a mush, but continue.
They've changed their menu. When I would go like years ago, I recall like my girlfriend at the time she currently has celiac disease, so we'd order gluten-free. So I would get jambalaya. Which is a thing they don't offer anymore. And jambalaya was my go-to. And then the jambalaya was pretty good. And then now I go and I don't get the food because it's like, it's the...
How drastically did they change their menu? Or did they just get rid of jambalaya? George is like, it's all fucking different.
It is all different. It's more like shitty pub food now.
Yeah. Mm.
And before it was like, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
The drinks are more or less the same.
We'll go and we'll get a drink and chips and guac.
Well, yeah, because you go for the drinks and then weirdly enough, you do not go for the margarita.
What?
I got like a pina colada or something.
Why wouldn't you go for the margarita?
Well, you got one. You get a Cadillac margarita.
Don't lash out at me.
You've never been.
This is
having had the Cadillac.
Look, having ridden in the Cadillac, which is what you say when you drink the Cadillac margarita. It is not, I won't say life-changing because it's not, but it's it's not the reason you go, I guess.
What someone else at another table, you're all drinking Cadillacs, and you know how people talk to the margarita, but you look over and you're like, how's the ride? And they just get a cheers.
You like, give them the car wave.
Smooth. Yeah.
The Jeep wave. Yeah, the Jeep wave.
How's the ride? Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
I get the 5 o'clock somewhere. I think that's what it's called. I would have
What's
to pull
in
them.
It?
I don't remember.
Got it.
Facial shavings.
Okay. It's 5 o'clock shadow somewhere. should we get into it?
Yeah, why don't we take a break, make the real drink, and then get into our reviews. How's that sound?
That sounds delightful.
We have half a blender of the shitty margarita, and I'm so inclined to finish it.
I want a Negroni.
Well, I just don't like when things go to waste.
Of course.
I know, but if Justin's still here, she said that she would have some.
Margarita?
Yeah.
I don't want to pawn off this drink we've well established is bad.
Well, she also said she needed a drink, in air quotes, before she goes and sees this Julia Roberts movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, Ticket to Paradise?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Wait, hold on. I have something to say about Ticket to Paradise.
Oh, my fucking God.
I saw the trailer. Oh, sorry. Is Athletic Greens knocking on the door? They got to get their ad in at the exact mid-roll point. The Ticket to Paradise with Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
Make this your what
I
shook me.
I saw the whole... No, I have a lot that shook me. I can't wait.
George
until
hasn't spoken
me.
For 2 weeks, and this is him. Like he's finally let
Will
it
you
all
set
out.
Set me up. We're talking Ticket to Paradise, and by we're talking, I'm talking it. I think and I want to put this out to the viewership. I think if you look at the trailer, the guy who plays Caitlin Dever's love interest kind of looks like me from some angles.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him because that's my celebrity crush.
We'll be right back.
Caitlin Dever.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like yes. Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
I think George was sounding.
Well, Clooney's obviously into like cock and ball torture shit.
What's so. Sounding?
That's where you shove a rod down your urethra.
Oh.
Daniel, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, does Daniel like sounding?
No. 3, 2, 1.
Now that we're really recording. So Daniel likes sounding.
We're back. We have Negronis in hand. They're very good. It just kind of makes me miss the Margs, you know?
What?
It's like, I want to, I don't know. Can I trade?
Well, you poured yours out, so no.
It's cool. The ingredients aren't expensive or whatever.
I mean, fuck me, man. Do you want me to, like...
You just didn't have to have a drink.
If it makes you feel any better, I bought the gin and the vermouth.
I actually bought the gin.
Really? The Beefeater?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I bought the vermouth because your vermouth's in the fridge.
Yeah, because you're supposed to keep vermouth in the fridge.
Daniel, fuck Daniel, me. Cut all this out.
Daniel, keep it in. Daniel, keep it in.
That was a preface.
Does this Daniel who edits is not Daniel Rashid?
No.
Daniel,
does this Daniel like sounding? Sound as much as Daniel Rashid.
We're back. We have Negronis in hand. Who wants to kick us off with our first review?
I'll do it.
Oh.
Mine is from Daniel S. S for sounding, I guess.
Daniel sounding.
This is for Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville at Universal City.
Okay. What's the name and how many stars?
Just making sure everyone's paying attention.
Sorry, why wouldn't
I am
we
now
be?
Paying attention. I forgot that we were recording a podcast.
1 star. This is from 16 days ago. From Jesse D.
Hold on. I just need to make sure that we don't have the same one.
This well, you have multiple, two. Right?
Yes, this is the one I have. Perfect.
Oh, wait, let me make sure it's not one I have, too, just because we're all having fun.
Okay. This is just you wanting to be a part of something.
Yeah. Well, famously, I have no taste, so 100% I was not going to choose the same as you guys.
One star, Jesse D. George, pick a last name for Jesse D.
Jesse.
I can already see you're overthinking this.
Okay. Jesse D.
Jesse D.
Jesse D.
No. I was like just sort of getting in the zone. Jesse Davis.
After all that. Which I think was a full 30 seconds.
Jesse
of you
Davis.
Having an aneurysm.
Daniel, leave it in.
Jesse Davis. And by the way, if you don't have to say leave it in, because anything we don't say leave out or cut out is going to stay in.
God, Daniel, leave it
in. Jesse Davis.
Formerly known as Jesse Davis.
Sorry, wait, can I change it?
Yes, you get one more change.
Yeah, sorry, Jesse. Daniel likes sounding.
Okay. Jesse Davis,
okay.
1 star. Melissa the GM is ridiculous. Bad attitude, smart ass. Doesn't know her head from her ass. Jesse the bartender was great, but outside of that, this place was a waste of money. So you're the bartender.
Smart ass. Doesn't know her head from her ass.
And that's obviously just his manager. Hey, Jesse. Yeah, thanks for meeting me here in the back office. You obviously know what this is about.
Well, I can only assume it's about a number of things.
Oh, really? Okay, so yeah, what are the things that it could be?
Well, okay, hold on. Now that we're talking about this, like I just assumed it was about all of them. It felt like one thing wasn't worth calling me back in the office for.
I'll decide what's worth calling you back in the office for, but let's have you list the reasons why I would call you back here.
Sure.
If there's more than one, because I was only aware of one.
Sure.
Okay. Also, I have my trainee shadowing because I am out of here for pregnancy leave soon.
Just pretend like I'm not here. I'm a ghost. Except I'm not haunting you. I'm just listening.
Yeah,
for sure.
She's a ghost now, but she's been like,
just seems asking like me a bunch of questions.
Have stuff to work out.
She's been asking me a ton of questions, and I don't obviously care that much because I'm about to quit.
Sure. Do you think it's like a pregnancy hormone thing? I know that's inappropriate to ask. We'll get into that.
We'll add that to the list. Yeah.
Well, do you want me to add that to the list right now?
I will.
Do you want me to write it down?
No, you're shadowing me, so I'll write it down. And then
it's
you just
sort of umbrella to one of the things I'm thinking about. But I just figured you might as well dig in.
I can add it right now. So that, like, I know I'm ghosting you. Well, we're not dating. I'm not shadowing. I am shadowing you. I'm a ghost
she
in the
asked
room.
Me on a date earlier.
Do you want me to write it down? So it's just like one less thing you have to worry about doing today.
What did you say to the date?
I said, no, I'm pregnant because I'm married. All right.
Are you okay?
Am I
okay?
Are you
kidding me?
Well, you got turned down. Seems like it's
I got turned down. And part of me, I put the asking out of my own file because I'm like, oh, it's a workplace thing. That probably I shouldn't have done that. And so I marked that down for myself. So that. Yeah. You know,
again,
it didn't need to be.
You
thing.
Just need to be shadowing me. You don't have to like.
You're doing a great job. I
we're really,
say.
Yeah.
Thank
you're doing
you.
A great job being a
Thank
sponge
you.
And absorbing information.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're being great. But let's just, yeah. So
well, she's
is...
so great. Why didn't you go on the date?
Hey, that's the $1 million question, right?
No, the $1 billion question is you listing the offenses that I might have to fire you for. And
that's
I'd
a
love...
$1 million question. So I know that it's not as important as that because I know that the meeting is about his well, misdemeanors.
Now it's all about everyone's turning against me. Am I bad? Like, I don't understand how this happened.
Not turning against you.
No, you're being fine. There's different prices for questions. That's the $1 billion question. Yes, the $1 million question.
The $1 million question was why you wouldn't go out with me. The kind of like $100,000 question was the asking you out. And the $1 billion question is, why is he here? Because I have a whole laundry list of things that you think are wrong with him.
Did you retroactively ascribe $100,000 to the question of asking me out? Or
no.
When you asked
when
me
I
out, you knew it
I'm
was
like,
worth
$100,000. I know that this isn't worth more than 100K.
Because
hey,
I would
no,
want asking
worth
me out.
A lot.
I know I'm worth a lot. I'm probably worth like 7.5.
Million dollars?
Million.
What about me? Because you're asking me
itself,
out.
I think you're honestly up at like the 10 range.
Thank you.
Of course.
Kidding me?
Well, you're with child.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, inherently that sort of shifts your score.
Yeah.
Up or down?
Up, obviously.
Because it doubles because you have another person in you.
Right. So I think, I mean, it honestly brings it up to 5 million.
That's still lower than both of your guys' values that you've ascribed to each other and yourselves. What was I at before pregnancy?
Oh,
you knew me longer.
Right. I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. What would you say?
Before the baby? Well, you've just had this glow about you ever since.
Okay. But you said it brought
me
up to 5.
You can see why I was so attracted. You can
right,
see.
Right. I get it. It's like. Yeah. And it's almost like so seldom does someone, and I know we'll add this to the list after I say it.
I got my pen ready.
So seldom does, you know, when someone is pregnant and then they have the pregnancy hormones, does their personality get better?
I am writing that down, but you have a point. Like, I'm absolutely adding that to the list, but you are so right.
Are you kidding me?
You're like so much more dynamic now.
Compared to what you were before.
Yeah, like you
I want
you
to get to the
sleep.
List.
I'm writing that on my list too, to be fair. Like, I'm
your
not
list
just putting
it matter,
on his.
And your list doesn't matter because I'm still acting GM.
Well, your list matters to me because I am going to take all of this as constructive criticism.
It might just be criticism.
Can we
we'll
take something
that.
Off the list for that? Because I think that was really mature and like showed such a sign of growth that I
no,
feel
no,
like
no.
that can redact something.
It was a deflective mechanism because he knows that what I'm about to say is that he might be fired.
Oh.
That's also why he keeps asking you questions.
I'm
I don't want you to.
Might.
This meeting's not helping, I'll say. Right?
What do you so, mean? I think it's great that we have this open dialogue. It was so,
you said
so
me,
much less for
when I got pregnant, I got up to 5 million. What was I before that? I just want to know. Before we get into your list. That's the one thing I want
to
do, and then
what
we'll get straight
were you
into the
to
list.
Before
what was I at pre-pregnancy?
Pre-pregnancy.
In terms of questions.
Insemination. Sorry, added to the list.
I'm adding it. Yep.
Yeah.
Insemination.
You don't have to repeat it verbally, because it actually makes me feel like shit, because we had to do IVF. It was really expensive, and that's part of why I'm leaving.
Do you want me to annotate that?
I don't want you to know that.
Wasn't what insemination.
Did you say?
Was IVF.
How much was I worth?
At least it worked. Like, there's no shame in how anybody gets pregnant.
I completely agree. Yeah.
I love that technology has come this far.
If I was in your shoes, I would be walking on eggshells. You're taking the biggest swings I've ever had an employee take in my office.
And sorry, just from my... no one's listening to me. I'm just in the back of the room. I'm just training.
I don't think so.
From... sorry. from like what I'm seeing in him and that he's taking big swings, that feels like that would be an asset.
Yeah. And this is such a small thing, but like before you start the sentence, clear the air bubble, right? Like don't go like, oh, and that's the thing. Sorry.
I can mark that in my list. Please, I can add that to my list.
Mark that. Mark that for sure.
Sorry.
You know, if we're talking things with bubbles that need to be cleared, your belly.
It's not gas.
Oh. I think your baby's gas, but I think it's, I'm not, I think it's a bubble. I know.
You're referring to the baby.
I'm not dumb.
And
I'm actually, if you look at the list of things, none of them are,
let's hear the list.
None of it's incompetence. None of it's incompetence.
You don't even know the list. Neither of us know the list. That's why I'm so curious. All we know is the thing that I talked to you before about the Yelp review.
And a handful of the things I said.
That we've added since.
Insemination. Him talking about how you're a better personality wise now that you're with child.
Yelp review from Jesse D. Your photo is the profile photo. Melissa, the GM, is ridiculous, bad attitude, and smart ass, doesn't know her head from her ass. That's obviously unacceptable to do.
Yeah, especially at my own company. Owner of the company.
And don't take the self-awareness as like a plus that should be taken off the list.
It's like you can read my mind. See, this is where I don't understand why the date wasn't accepted, because it's like already I'm seeing like, oh my God, you get it. It's like you can see. I didn't even have to say anything. I didn't even have to look at you. You saw me looking at the list and you're like, oh, I know what's on her mind.
No, I don't. The only reason I know you is because you did the same thing like 5 minutes ago.
And here's what I'll say. You guys have great chemistry.
Stop. It's like you're rubbing salt in the wound. And I'm like, it feels good, but also at the same time, it's just
I'm trying to validate you putting yourself out there because I want you to put yourself out there in the future.
Can I please take something
that's
off the list?
No, because the other things aren't commensurate with that.
But that was so sweet.
That was sweet. It's in a vacuum. It doesn't have to be about the list. What else did you do?
Look at that face. You're going to fire that face.
Why don't you guys have
look
sex?
Look at that little face. That's not the vibe.
That's really inappropriate.
That's really inappropriate. That's really going on your list. That's you're absolutely
that
going
on your list. That is so much worse than me laundering money. Say something.
You pick up your things because you're motherfucking fired. And so am I. This is the keys to the kingdom.
What?
I don't care.
What?
And you know what? As long as we're blowing shit up, my husband has a small pee-pee. So might as well just go with someone else. Let's go on a date.
Really?
Let's go on a fucking date. It doesn't matter.
You know what?
IVF, I had to spend 10 grand. And by the way, just so you guys know, I talked to an OB about this. The smaller the dick, the less fertile.
Now that I think about it, I'm not ready to be a parent. I'm not ready for that kind of responsibility.
I'm not asking you to marry me. I'm just asking you to get a drink. And you know what?
But it's like, then what are you expecting to happen? Like, where are you expecting it to go? It's like, I feel like I should have thought this through beforehand and I didn't. And so now it's like, oh, well, it can only go one or two ways.
How much money did you steal?
Are you going to press charges?
I don't care enough at this point. I just want to know how much I didn't know about.
Let's just say I stole the amount you were worth before the pregnancy.
And what is that amount?
Do you want to write it down? You can like pass the number.
Mm.
Or you just rather not say.
Well, here's the thing. I'm shipping you two.
Why?
I'm shipping you two because of the chemistry.
I'm so torn.
Feel it?
I'm feeling it, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, I can't be a mom.
And you know what? That feels like something you can talk out.
No, it doesn't.
Feels like.
No, it doesn't. That's an entire life shift.
Here's the thing. I don't want to devalue you because I'm afraid the number I slide to you is going to be like, oh, I don't want to be this number.
But now the number's up. The number's around 5 now. So it's like what you send, what the number that you pass through will not be what it is now.
Can I ask what happens after I have the baby? Do I stay at 5 million?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It depends how good the baby is.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. So let's say.
He has a point with that.
Not really.
Let's say the baby's bad.
Does that mean?
It means the baby's bad. Have you ever seen a bad baby?
Like it's wet or like it smells.
All babies are wet and smell when they come out.
Okay.
I don't
Not
know.
Me. I'm sorry. I was clean and dry when I was born.
You?
I was 8 pounds. And I was 1 foot long. Is that a normal baby length? And then they both dry.
And is your mother still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, of course she's alive.
That's not of course. Dry. She should have died.
Don't say that about my mom.
Don't I'm putting that list. On There's your no list. Way.
You There's fired you. Me What's and now the you're number? Telling me my mom What's is the
number? You just said your mom should have died. That is going like top of your
Whatever.
List.
Can I know
you?
It was 4 million.
No, because that math doesn't check out, because what we said is that your value doubled with the baby.
So 2.5 million.
Yeah, but there's like more to it than that. Yeah.
What is that?
I think, okay. Do you really want to know?
No, I think I've decided I don't.
Yeah, I don't think you want to know either.
But you're 10 million.
I'm 10 million.
If it makes you feel better, I'm 7.5.
That makes me feel also bad, because you guys are both...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh?
That's not the intention. I never want to make you feel bad.
No, and I know you don't... Sorry.
I know you don't clear your throat midway. Don't get rid of the bubble. Clear your throat before you talk.
I'm erasing that off of my list, because you just did it, too.
I'm taking my badge, my name tag. I'm giving it to you. You're the acting GM. You can stay on for all I
your
fucking care.
Your name tag? I don't need your name tag. I have my own name.
At this point, what gets me out of the room? With severance.
Well, I'm fired, so I don't really have a say. It seems to be the trainee's position.
I guess I'm the GM now.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Can I go?
Stay.
Fuck.
You're my trainee.
No. I am leaving for pregnancy, and you legally have to have me.
Well, when do you need to go?
Whenever I have a baby.
Great, you're my trainee until then. That gets you out of the room.
You want me 9 months pregnant. Under your wing.
I want you 9 months pregnant. And I'll add it to my list. I'll add it to my list. I'll add it.
You're not coming near my... Sorry, but vag at 9 months. Why are you still here?
I don't...
Because now it's my choice.
I haven't dismissed him, though.
But he doesn't work here anymore because I fired him.
You fired him, but now I'm in charge.
Okay. And what do you feel in this moment?
Well, there's a world I'm rehired. I haven't.
Well,
heard
not really, right? There's no way. Are you?
I'm worth shitting.
He's worth $10 million. It would be insane. But not financially.
Even if he has that in his checking account, which you don't. You have 2.5 at most.
You don't have laundry necessarily from other places.
You're rehired.
We haven't even begun to get to the other things.
What are your other jobs?
Well, other jobs. I like work as a janitor. I play the lottery.
That's not a job.
I teach
the second
skiing.
One's not a job. You teach skiing?
I teach skiing at the local slope. What? I can't be a janitor, work at a car dealership, and teach skiing?
Well, this is the first we're hearing about the car dealership. You also work at Margaritaville.
Yeah.
That's too many jobs, I would say. You're here 4 days a week.
Why are you chastising him for, like, hustling?
If you don't like working
four jobs, you're going to be a bad mom. Because
you are rehired.
Oh my god!
I am putting that on your list.
How the fuck I lunch for your throat?
You're fired again.
You're gone. Your shit can. Do you want to do your review, Riley? What do you feel? Who wants to go next?
I want to hear George's. I want to hear the one that George was confident about and is now second guessing.
I want you to know I have a backup just in case. Okay. This is from David R.
Which All Margaritaville? Right.
Oh, this is from the Margaritaville Universal City Walk.
Yeah, City Walk.
David R.
Yeah, David R. Los Angeles, California, Universal City Walk, Universal City, California.
I hate that it's its own city.
David.
Riley.
David Riley Anspa. And my dad's name is David, so hi, Dad. My dad listens. Hi, Dad.
This is from Riley's dad.
How many stars?
Two.
Oh, okay. David Riley Answell.
Walked into Margaritaville to have a drink and was ignored by the bartenders. They were busy talking amongst themselves. One was sitting in a chair. I was the only one at the bar. I ordered several Long Island iced teas, and each one was different. One made one, the other made the other. I didn't want to yell across the bar to get their attention, so I waited a long time in. between drinks, there's a weird gap in it. I'm normally not one to say anything, but service was so bad. I really hope it wasn't because I was a local Mexican American and not a tourist. Please have your staff treat everyone equal. And then there's a photo, and the caption is two bartenders ignoring a customer.
Him. So, you could say ignoring me.
It is giving that, the image, it gives that, what's that painting of the, like, of the diner?
Oh, yeah. I'm forgetting.
I forget. Edward Munch?
Sounds right.
That's the screen.
Also kind of sounds wrong.
Edward Hooper, Nighthawks.
Hooper.
Nighthawks, that's what it is.
Yeah, it looks like Nighthawks. Anyway, so. Was this one good?
That's what you do every time. Wow. Every time you have sex. Was this time good?
Please give me another shot.
Yeah, that was good. You do improv, like, you know it, that it's good.
Yeah.
First one was an aberration.
We made it work.
Yeah.
Is this a normal sitting position?
No, it is not. George is
no, that's
kneeling.
What I do. I do that too.
No, there's no way.
Yes. It's a nice stretch for the hip flexor.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes. You know what? I have different ways of stretching my.
What's your way of stretching your hip flexor?
Sounding. So basically, I'll have someone spread my ass. Basically, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to speak to that?
No. I don't want to do improv.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do an improv. This is also the first time we've like had a drink while recording in a while, and I haven't eaten today beyond
right,
a sandwich.
There it is.
No, I had a sandwich.
Do you want me to reread the review?
No.
We've got it.
Okay. There's kind of a lot of good stuff in there.
You don't have to say it. Just why don't you initiate this scene?
Okay, a lot of okay.
George is at the foot of my bed. Riley and I are sitting on my bed. George is on his knees, face down at the foot of the bed with a Negroni in hand.
I actually love sitting in this position. I love, like, if we're in a group of people and I have, like, a regular-ass chair. I didn't get, like, couch real estate or whatever. And it's, like, you know, like a dining table chair. I love, like, laying across it on my tummy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think as like a baby, I didn't get enough like tummy time
or love.
So that's when it's like I was in the kitchen and I forgot that I had to bring the lime juice back to the bar.
Right. Well, you know, it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's only my second week here. And I feel like that was just such a rookie mistake of like,
well, I think
it's Margaritaville. It's like,
right?
How can I not keep replenishing? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I've been here for like 15 minutes. I would just love.
I think there's like a grace period, right? So like you're here and people like, first of all, like you were trainee for the first week, right? And then now you're your first week fully.
I didn't even get to finish my sentence.
And what do you say? What?
Can I order? I just want to order a drink. I've had the longest day. Okay? I really need a drink. I need a drink right now. I need a drink. I am ending 9 months of sobriety.
Whoa.
That's how bad I need this drink. And you guys are gabbing about lime juice. It's your second week? Okay, that's probably fine. They're not going to fire you after 2 weeks.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. It's like, it's 2 weeks too. So like...
Okay, I get that. It's like
the
second
opinion.
The
customer is also going to give you that benefit.
Like, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So like, even
do
if you...
know, here's what I do for a living. I'm a storm chaser. And I just saw a storm so bad. I'm ending 9 months of sobriety. A job you can't do under any influence. I need your strongest drink and it will hit me like a bus because I have not drank in 9 months.
You know what's so funny? Actually, that reminds me, the first Dark and Stormy I made here, like, it was so bad.
It was really
bad. That was actually part of my, like, quote-unquote, like, audition process for
here. Give me that drink. Don't make me that one, then.
Well, she's good at it now. I'm just saying, on that day,
I'm saying the first one I made here
wasn't
good.
And then,
I feel like you're not listening.
It was 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago.
Well, she didn't make drinks on the first day.
Okay, so what? Was it a week ago?
Do you want us to ask you about the storm, or do you want us to refuse?
Depends. Do you want to hear about one of the horrors that God created?
Not loving the hard G on that one, in terms of your worldview.
Created?
What?
Oh, God.
Yes,
yeah. God. Yeah, you said yeah. it like God, and people yeah. say who say it like that are usually a little irritating to me.
When you've seen the storm I've seen.
Where was it?
Florida.
Then why are you here?
I had to get away.
From Florida?
Yeah, to here, South Georgia.
I mean, listen, like, after what you've been sharing, I don't know if I feel comfortable making you a drink.
Yeah, there's the sign over there, too. It says we reserve the right to refuse yeah. service to any customer.
I'm rich. Storm chasing's good money.
Is it? I really don't think it is. I can't imagine of an organization that has money to put you on salary for that.
If the storm's really big like this one, the payout's really big
from two. Who?
So what exactly? You chase the storm?
Yeah, are you a let's just really nail down what it is you do. Are you a photographer?
I don't take the pictures. That's Mike's job. I would never. I've got shaky hands.
So are you a meteorologist? Like, you figure out where the storm's going to be?
No, if I would do that, if I could do that, I would know the right place to be. I'm chasing the storms. If I were a meteorologist, I'd be there and the storm would come to me.
Are you the one driving the car?
No, I'm not allowed to drive. It's part of the reason I was sober for so long.
DUIs.
Okay, that's personal.
Sorry.
You basically said it already.
Yeah, it's DUIs.
Right.
Which are fine. You're allowed to have as many as you want.
I don't think that's true. You get your license revoked.
In Florida, you're allowed to have as many as you want. Sorry we can't all have the elegance of South Georgia.
So you're not driving the car. You're not taking the photos. You're not a meteorologist.
I'm sort of there being like, look!
And are you, at least in this particular storm, did you point in the right direction?
Yes, I did. I can see it. I sort of have, like, my thing is I sort of have the most zeal. I guess you could say I'm a cheerleader for the storm chasing crew. And so I'm like the chaser.
And that's fine.
And like, I'll get all out of the car and I'll run at it.
All of this is fine. But there's no way you're rich.
Want me to show you my bank account?
I don't feel the need because I have no intention of serving him.
Yeah, we've kind of already, without even saying it, like, she just confirmed it, but we're not going to give
you
a drink.
We're not going to give you a drink.
You haven't even asked my name.
We don't ask that of customers usually.
Weird. Okay, there goes your tip. Would be
I
big.
I kind of figured you weren't going to tip anyways, which is why I feel comfortable not serving you.
If you're a cheerleader for storm chasers, I already know what your bank account looks like. And so that's why I feel like I don't really need to see it.
I'm not a cheerleader for storm chasers. I'm like that. That's sort of my role amongst the storm chasers, but I am a storm chaser.
Your title is?
Storm chaser. And that's not a title I take lightly. That's a title I went
well,
to
clearly,
school for.
If you went to school, so you went to school for meteorology.
No, I don't know how it works. I go to build the confidence to chase after that which kills.
So what was your degree?
Theater?
The official degree that you got from, and then which university you got it at.
Confidence was the degree.
No.
I majored in confidence.
Bachelor of Arts or what?
Bachelor of Arts, yeah.
Confidence from where?
Harvard.
You didn't go to school.
What are you talking? This, you're doubting me. This, sorry.
Are you 21?
I'm 21 exactly.
Are you sure?
Do you want to see my ID?
I do, yeah.
So you'll see my ID and not my bank account?
Yes.
What a fucking country we live in. I slide across the
Not bar. We, right? This isn't an American ID.
And the name is Storm Chaser.
I told you you'd want to know my name.
We see Judd Apatow at the end of the bar. That's funny. An idea with one name on it. Well, I could just say Storm Chaser because then he could sue. What about McFuckin? No, that's too blue. McLovin. Cut back to the other end of the bar.
Hey, wait, sorry. You over there. You've remained mighty silent. Do you think they should serve me a drink?
He's clearly 18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think we should serve this 18-year-old a drink?
That'd be funny.
I don't think so.
Do you guys know Leslie Mann? Pretty hot, right?
And honestly, I'm not really familiar with her body of work. Could you list a bunch of things she's done?
This is 40. That's a good movie. 40-year-old virgin. Another movie with 40 in the title. Also really good.
A thing I'm realizing now that I realize you're Judd Apatow is that you looked at an ID, said Mick fucking's a good idea. Then you referenced This Is 40, which is to say you know about your movie super bad.
You already made the character McLovin.
So you have no ideas. You, Judd Apatow, don't have any good ideas.
I already did the McLovin thing.
Yes.
Okay, then I'll do McFuckin' or whatever.
No, that's so similar.
Okay, well then what about
And you already said it was too blue, which it is.
This is tough. What about how old are you?
21.
No, exactly. He's 18.
Okay, well now I'm confused. Like, what if it's like This Is 21? You guys know Maude Apatow?
Your daughter? Yes.
A lot of famous people in my house.
Well, there two of them are certainly like because of you, and then one of them you can't name a single piece of their filmography other than things you've made.
The Other Woman.
She is in The Other Woman. Are you guys gonna serve me a drink?
No.
Yeah, by the way, I've been silent because I was texting. No.
I'm going to make myself a drink.
Yeah.
And not come out of the kitchen.
Who were you texting?
Oh, just this person I met on.
It's none of your business. It does not matter.
You're Raya.
You don't know him, and you don't know who he's texting, probably.
Do you know how hard it is to find love as a storm chaser?
I'd imagine it's pretty difficult.
Pretty difficult. Yeah, it's pretty, you know.
Also, you're between the ages of 18 and 21, so it kind of doesn't matter. But yeah.
Oh, sorry, I don't deserve love because I'm a legal adult.
That's not what he said. Drink. It's not.
I just meant you're not going to probably end up with the person you start dating now, but I guess that's cynical. You're right. I'm sorry.
How just because you didn't just doesn't mean that you won't.
Yeah.
I'm not on your side, by the way.
Yeah, well, you're not on mine after that, right? So
I noticed there's a tan line on your left-hand ring finger as if you just stopped wearing it.
I was not a wedding ring. It was a purity ring. So.
Oh. So you lost your virginity? Or?
Well, I'm trying. And so I was on Raya.
Okay.
I'm shocked you got on Raya. You were a bartender at Margaritaville.
Yeah, but I was like, I was a child actor.
Really?
Yeah.
If you have to question it.
I was a Huggies baby. What's it like, though? Have you had sex?
Don't ask.
He's an adult.
I'll tell you if you serve me a drink.
No! No way!
Just do Curacao.
He is 18!
Hey, if you can drink,
no,
I'll tell you how to have sex.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Okay.
I will tell you how to have sex. You don't need to serve this.
Don't look this way.
You don't need to serve this 18-year-old alcohol. I will tell you.
Anyone alcohol?
I would love to hear all of our versions of how we think sex is had.
I'm putting this sour apple pucker, a liquor never really ordered, into a shot glass.
I'm reporting
I'm
you.
It, no, because I'm putting it on the bar. Now, if anything else happens, well, my back is turned. It's not on me.
And then apropos of nothing, could I also get
this is
a
illegal
couple other cocktail ingredients separated and then a rocks glass and a shaker.
This is illegal. We cannot be doing this. Are you kidding me?
Doing weed was illegal.
Yeah, you're pretty uptight.
I'm not uptight. I work at a bar and you're underage.
What's the coolest thing you've ever done?
I've fucked in an airplane bathroom with the door open. Everyone saw
that's like
and
a
heard.
Little too much, actually. Can you
are
fly?
Are you kidding
Can
me?
Can you fly?
There are
you
kids
kidding
on
me?
Planes.
Oh my God, you asked what the coolest thing I've ever done was. That was it.
I've chased storms.
And I met Judd Apatow.
So did I.
Fuck! Also, I would say we didn't really meet. I mean, you admitted to being on Raya the entirety of our conversation.
Yeah. In fact, the only people whose names we know are Judd's and mine, Storm Chaser.
I'm Kim.
I'm also Kim. But sometimes I go by my middle name at work because she just got hired. And also, it's a little more masculine.
What's your middle name?
Pietra.
Kim Pietra.
Yes. Love Kim Petras, by the way. It's made Googling myself a little bit of difficult.
How? It's different enough from Kim Petras that there's no way.
Well, it's because when you type in my first two names, it says, did you mean Kim Petras? And yeah. Should we make him a drink?
If I give you a handle of Malibu rum, will you leave the premises?
Yeah.
And tell nobody.
Because I don't want that. Don't give him the handle because I need to hear how to have fuck.
Here you go. Here is a fresh, I just opened it. Okay. Fresh handle of Malibu rum. You tell no one about this.
I'm not going to tell anyone.
You go, you drink the whole thing. Uh-huh. Because that way
I drink the whole thing right in one sitting.
In one sitting. Because I need you to learn the lesson.
I am gonna report you for the lime juice.
Are you fucking kidding
me? And I guess I could A shot to hear about how to fuck.
Right. I'm reporting you for that.
No. You can't.
I can.
It's the Audi into the Indy. But that's right.
How did in the most cursory way, I don't think you're wrong.
But
you're not being specific about what you think the Audi is and what you think the Indy is.
My question has always been, you know,
you don't need to speak in hushed tones. It's been us having this conversation the entire time, and I guess Judd Apatow's here.
And Judd knows how to have sex.
Judd knows how to fuck for sure.
I wouldn't be with Leslie if I didn't know how to fucking pound.
So ask Judd. Don't ask. Let him leave. I'm taking this handle back. Don't let him leave. And you can talk to Judd Apatow, who's made so many movies about fucking.
I have a question for Judd.
Yeah?
You can be with a Leslie Mann just because you know how to pound, but you don't know, like, any of her filmography before your work. Like, you really don't know anything. Like, it's sort of like she's a career woman. Like, she is.
She's done a lot.
Yeah, she's done a lot, and you were able to name
don't look to me.
Three movies of hers, and it seems like, I don't know, your relationship is so physical-based, which is good and healthy, but like...
Yeah, how do you think we got the kids?
I know how you got the kids, I know how I'm
saying. Here's what I'll tell the other bartender. Kim, was it?
We're both named Kim.
Kim, too. Why am I two? You said it a second. The Audi does go in the innie, but that's not the only way to have sex, all right? That's not inclusive of any people existing outside the gender binary, all right? And also, sometimes I have an Audi, and sometimes it's nice when Leslie surprises me by putting a different Audi, often metal in nature, into my Audi. It's called sound. I think I'm good.
We are all adults, and why are we referring to genitalia as innies and Audis?
Well, we're at work. I don't know why Judd was saying it like that. Yeah. The way he just talked about sex, I think I'm good without having had.
You don't have to do what he said.
I don't want to do even the first thing.
Isn't that the point of you just said you're on Raya because you're trying to have sex?
Yeah, well. How do you think you have sex?
How do I think? I know.
You. Nice.
That's fucking cool.
Oh, you want me to go?
No. Should we do our last review? Yeah. We have time. It's been an hour and 5 minutes. I think we could do a quick one.
Great. Hold on.
Daniel, actually leave this in. Why? I've been thinking. I've got some stuff to say.
We've never given him this much notes, by the way, in episodes.
Well, that's sort of the beauty of having me on the pod.
All right, I got mine.
All right, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Daniel, leave this in.
Daniel. Daniel, cut this out.
Daniel?
Cut the stuff about the Negronis out. Cut the watch stuff out.
No,
Daniel, cut this out, obviously.
If you love me, you're going to leave this in.
Daniel, cut it out.
Right? He's never met you, doesn't know you.
No, I know everything I need to know about Daniel.
What's his last name?
Sounding.
Nope. All right.
I have the last review. It's again, from Universal Studios.
Of course. Margarita. The best Margaritaville I've ever been to.
Two stars from Kimberly A.
Kimberly Ass.
Kimberly Ass. Two stars. Honestly, the food is not as described. It's not worth it. They put canned nacho cheese on your nachos and not enough dressing or items on top, and then they put on canned beans. We sent it back, and then she described a Cuban sandwich as huge, big, delicious. It was not. It was so tiny. Honestly, it looked like a grilled cheese. Excuse me. Sorry, just flagging you down really quick. It is my daughter's sweet 16th birthday, and so we wanted to come here just for a special treat, and we are ready to order, but first I would love to hear the specials that you guys have here at Margaritaville.
Hello.
I love to.
I love talking about the specials.
We're talking to the right people, actually.
You went down the right.
You know what? I never expected two servers to come over to my table, but
they're sort of a team because they don't trust either one of us on our own.
You guys are so funny here, honey. Aren't they funny? Yeah, they're funny. Mom, stop embarrassing me. Can we just order? No, we gotta hear the specials, and they seem excited to give the specials. What are your guys' names?
Double date? Is this a double date?
I'm sorry.
We're doing the vote among the vote. Is this a double date?
We're just asking. We're rejected all the time, so it's fine.
To feel that I'm 16 and he's your age.
First of all, please don't lean on the table.
Well, I want to make sure you hear me.
I hear you. I'm sorry, I'm crying. This is, I'm just so startled. This is a double date. I'm here with my daughter for her sweet 16 dinner. Mom, they're frightening me. No, honey, they're frightening me too.
Maybe it'd be better if we sat down.
No, do not sit down. I want different servers.
Really easy to put a two top into a two top.
Together, we are the employees of the month.
What?
We've got employee of the month. You're really not going to get better service than us.
Can you please? God, you've pulled up another table. Mom, can we leave? No, honey. This reservation took so long to get. We're going to sit and we're going to eat. Gentlemen, can you please, please leave the table? I would like to request a different server, or else I'd like to talk to the manager.
I guess we can get two different servers.
We can get two different servers.
I don't need two different servers. I need one competent server.
We're going to get two different servers.
Hello. Yeah. I hear we have a birthday.
Is this a double date?
No, it's just you guys in hats. Take those off. I know it's you. You didn't change your faces at all.
Well, I heard there was a 16.
I know it's you. I know it's the...
16 was my favorite birthday. It's how old I am.
His most recent birthday, and I'm whatever age you are. Should we pull up a chair, make it a six star? Just in case the other two want to come back.
Who are the other two? I don't know why I'm continuing to do this bit. I know that it's you. You took the hats off. You're the same people.
Say, what do you want for your birthday?
It's not my birthday. Mom, please stop making them talk to me. I don't know what else to do, honey.
Sometimes the best birthday gift is a double date.
Dreams really do come true because we're on one.
This is...
A double date with your mom.
We've all been there. I drove a horse and buggy into the station.
You want us to get two different servers?
Yes.
We seem like you guys are uncomfortable.
You cannot come back again. You can. You have to promise me.
First time serving you.
Promise me. Promise me that you will get two different servers. I see other people working around this restaurant. I want to watch you go over
tap other people on the shoulder and direct them over to this table. I do not want to see you over here again. Do we have a deal?
We'll get two different servers.
You're not going to get two different servers.
Walk away. They kind of go around a corner so you don't see anything.
Mom, I don't understand why we can't just leave.
Dressed like the Blues Brothers.
No! No!
So here we have a birthday sitting in this chair.
Two different people everywhere.
Looks like the four of us are on a double date.
That's when you have four different mates. I'm your age and he's 16.
And that's why we're gonna blow off some steam.
The specials are, we have a really special ranch, and, we brought the jambalaya back.
Take the jambalaya.
With the ranch?
Yeah, with the ranch.
And what does she want for her birthday? Double date, or?
Just tell them whatever you want, honey. What will get them away from the table fastest? I think if we just say we're on a double date, we don't have to talk to them. We don't have to look at them. We can just keep the conversation between us. Okay, that sounds good. And as long as we don't maintain eye contact with them, we can just get through the dinner fine. I'm so sorry that this is what the night turned out to be.
I don't know where to look.
No, Mom, no one could have predicted that this is how the night was going
to
go.
Hey, sorry, you guys are taking kind of a while to order. If you guys could go and get two different customers.
I said I wanted the jambalaya.
You guys change your mind?
The other two do appear.
You guys change your mind about the double date? They didn't change their mind without talking to us first.
Yeah, we also thought we were on a double date. And we're back to enjoy our double date with two smoking ladies. We want a date.
And if you don't like just us two and you, I'll take a double date with all of us eight. Look me in the eye.
What do we need to do to leave this table?
Date all of us for a while.
I'm for a while?
I'd just like to be able to say I have a girlfriend.
I'm married and my daughter is 16.
Why do you think I'm so desperate?
Three 16-year-olds. Three of us are 16. We established that.
And I'm your age.
And I am too.
And we're all not married. So the fact that you're married and we're not, it's like, that's why we're so desperate. You know, because I had always pictured having a family. And
your breath is so hot.
I know. I have a lot of sour cream and onion products.
Where's your husband? I know that's weird for me, the 16-year-old, to ask, but it's just sort of a morbid curiosity.
He's on a business trip that he couldn't reschedule. That's why.
Ben gets a lot of those, huh? Yeah, what you do for a living?
Look me in the eyes. I'm really uncomfortable ever since everyone here stopped looking me in the eyes.
He's in sports. He's a sports broadcaster, and so he has to travel for work and watch a lot of football games.
Is it Mike Breen? Yeah. Is Mike Breen the sports? Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I'd love to be Eskimo Brothers with Mike Breen.
When I go to bed and I start to dream, I think that my husband is Mike Breen.
He's not the only one. I also think my husband's Mike Breen, and it's a dream. I might cream thinking about it right now.
Must be awful lonely when your husband's away. Seems like the solution is a double date.
On her special day, she's 16, you're 16, I'm 59?
45.
Fuck!
I also was gonna say 59.
I was gonna say 90.
Isn't it your ages? Is it you said it's the same age?
Nah, that's why I was gonna say it. I'm 90.
And you think I'm 90?
I don't know. I didn't know.
My favorite part about coming to work is being paired with a 90-year-old.
Are all the waiters like partners?
Hey, Judd Apatow here. I left my keys here yesterday. I guess I lifted them. You say you guys were 90?
I'm not 90.
But you are.
16.
I'm... 90s, interesting. Cut
no.
to the trailer. Paul Rudd, Leslie Mann, this is 90.
Sorry, if we can pause the edit on this trailer. It doesn't tell me anything. It's just you, Judd, selfie camera, just saying your friend Paul Rudd, who hasn't signed any paperwork, your wife. And you just said this is a 90, an age neither of them are.
This, I want a proof of concept to take to Universal, all right?
We hear you, but the, I think when you're making a proof of concept, it would be helpful to see a little bit of the story. So what is the proof of concept?
Yeah, it would be helpful to see proof of the concept.
Because this is just a video of you, exactly what he said, that this is talking about your friends and this is 90. But there is no proof of concept. There is no concept. That's not a concept.
This is 40, right? Everyone loved that movie. Everyone loved that movie. Yeah, as far as I knew.
If I could give a pitch of something you could add.
Okay.
What if there was, like, a character who was sort of like McFuckin?
I don't know if you guys believe in God.
Sorry. In God, God or
yeah,
God?
Yeah, God, yeah. But I literally had that same idea.
McFuckin?
Are you challenging me?
Because
I might have to add that to the list.
Not challenging. Fuck.
Assistant to the director, I keep a track of all the things that are fireable that they do.
Sure, as every good
as
boss
everyone,
does.
Everyone should.
As every good boss does, yeah.
Do you keep track of all of the things they do well?
No, I just subtract bad things from the list when they do anything else well.
Would you call this a positive work environment?
Today? No. The past couple weeks have been nice.
All right.
But whenever he comes in here, whenever Judd comes in here, it is a different place. And time entirely.
Sure.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Do you guys know Maude Apatow?
Your daughter?
I'm just checking because I feel like she's famous now and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're sort of an odd shill for your daughter.
And now you have your own list.
Whoa, hey now. Yeah. That's not nearly as bad as how I've been laundering money from this editing bay.
How much have you been laundering?
You probably, your worth as a person.
Out of context. Oh, just like the amount that I view you as. That's not clearer, and now I'm open to having my feelings hurt.
Oh my God.
Let's do our last segment.
Okay.
People are going to be really excited.
This shook me all week long.
No rhyme or more reason. George, what's been shaking you?
I've been listening to a podcast about Monsanto.
What is that?
Monsanto is it's like a pesticides company. But it's like woefully evil. And so it's 8 parts. It's a season of this podcast called The Busted Business Bureau. Sorry, it's a different podcast.
No, it's fine.
Well, they're already listening to this if they're hearing this recommendation.
Okay. Well, there's a season on Monsanto that like is, it's like wildly interesting how evil this company is.
Mm.
So for like, I'll start with the most atrocious thing, but there's a lot of other details, and for the sake of time, I'll abbreviate it. But the most atrocious thing that they did was they created Agent Orange, the pesticide spray that they sprayed all over Vietnam and causes and still causes to this day, like massive mutations and birth defects.
Whoa.
Jesus.
And in writings about it, they talk about like, before they sprayed it, they knew it was bad. So in the labs developing it, the scientists developed what was known as chloracne, which is a new level of acne that like would change your entire skin tone. So much so that, and this is in like the 50s and 60s, so it's like racist era, that like these racist white scientists would then be segregated accordingly because that's how much it was changing their skin. And then it's a thing of like scientists would report like taking a shower and like washing their feet and then feeling their bone dissolve in their toe and fall into their hand. And so it's like they know that this chemical is bad. And then when they're like, hey, we need to get all the people out of there and stop working on this, they waited 3 months and then they're like, okay, let's study why this is bad so we can do it again. And even after 3 months, the lab they studied in, people were still getting effects after they went in after. So this stuff has like an insane half-life. And when they were doing the numbers of all the people who were like suffering from this, basically they like, they only count the people who suffer from chloracne and not any other diseases. So like all the other mutations aren't even like accounted for yet. That's how much like insane damage is done.
So anyway, holy shit.
They have this chemical and they are knowingly spraying it all over Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And then when reporters have gone to hospitals in Vietnam, they've described it as like they've seen like babies preserved in formaldehyde because of the mutations they've had, and like the quote they gave is like penises attached to foreheads. Like it is like that is like the birth defects we're talking
Jesus
about.
Jesus Christ.
It is so woefully disturbing. But and that's like not even the tip of the iceberg. On top of that, there was all this like environmental waste runoff. And this is early on in the development of the company. And so they found the taxes on the waste runoff were so expensive. So they bought a town. They bought and developed their own town where they made the taxes 13 cents. And so that way they could do as much waste runoff as they could. And in this town, the town that was known as Monsanto, Indiana, and then they changed it to Sagette, it has like... Yeah, it has no schools, no hospital, and no fire department because the taxes are 13 cents. But there is a police station where the chief of police is 26 years old and a lot of strip clubs for like traveling businessmen. And this legal loophole was found by Monsanto's attorney. And Monsanto's attorney at the time was Clarence Thomas.
This is pure evil.
And that is truly just the tip of the iceberg.
I don't even know what to say.
I wish he'd gone last. Because I'm going to say that
I want to know what shook you all week long.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm going to listen to this. Are you plugging the show, or are you just kind of plugging the notion of how horrible this is?
Well, it's both, I suppose. You busted Business Bureau. It's on Spotify. That's where I listen to it. I'm sure it's on other platforms.
That's fucking horrible.
That is horrible. Jeffrey.
yeah.
You ever think how sand is crazy? It's a bunch of little rocks.
This is like a camp powwow. We're rapping. Yeah, everything seems so small now. I didn't have something in mind. I'm just going to lean into how small this is. Invest in interesting glassware. It really changes the drinking experience. Riley, what about you?
Fuck me. What's been shaking me is two small things that happened today. One, I went to the dermatologist didn't have to get any moles taken off That's today, good. Which was fantastic. And while I was driving to the dermatologist, I listened to this podcast that I've been loving, Sounds Like a Cult, which is very, very fun. These two women host it. One's a comedian and one is, if you guys like the show, I feel like you'll like Sounds Like a Cult. It's very fun. Each episode is about a different culty, seemingly culty thing. And one of the hosts is a comedian and the other's an author and linguist. And one of the comedian, or sorry, the author's dad and parents were in a cult until the dad was 16. And so she's written these books about like the language, it's called Cultish, the language of fanaticism. And so it's like the language that goes into drawing people into cults. Yeah. And so the episode was range. It's like the other week, it was the cult of Taylor Swift, the cult of the Kardashians, and then like legit cult. It's like the cult of MLM. And so it's like going into the history of this thing. And then a lot of times they'll have guests. So it's like they did the cult of restaurant culture. And then they had someone from The Bear on. And so it's really fun. And then the end of each episode, it's like, is this what level is the cult? Is it live your life, watch your back, or get the fuck out? It's really fun. And I've been loving it. And hey, Issa and Amanda, if you listen to the show, which you probably don't, would love to have you on. I don't know if you dig improv or if you've done it or...
You can send an email.
No, but it's just like, if they hear this,
that's the only way you want to reach out.
Yeah. <All right. laughs> So that show's been very fun to listen to.
Second one?
It was that and The Dermatologist.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm glad you didn't have to get any moles removed.
It was really satisfying. Because history shows that there have been many times where I've gone to the dermatologist and it's not been that outcome. I'm a moly girl. George, I don't know what to say. Thank you so much for coming. This was incredible.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Of it's course. Awesome
to do this. Hopefully it's as good as my other one.
I don't think anything will ever beat Kerstin Dior, but I think it's up.
Kerstin Dior!
It's up there.
You don't think this touches Kerstin Thirsty?
It's not. It doesn't, but I do think this episode's
better. Kerstin Thirsty, you think
this
episode's bad?
And the other one's great, but this one was great, I thought.
Okay, cool. So it's better, but less iconic.
Can we get a Kerstin Thirsty baby?
Yeah. What? Hold on. I have to drop in.
Oh my god. What's your moment before for Kerstin Dior?
I picture the space that I thought I was in for that character. Yeah. You build a world when you do.
You build a world.
Yeah. No, don't, because you're gonna fuel his.
And I think of being Kerstin Dior at this. I believe the context was it's a party I'm not invited to.
Yes.
And
there's been a murder, I think.
There has a little bit been a murder. So it's and there's like lightning and stuff. Yeah. It is like it's a whodunit,
yes.
Kind of. And I picture it's in the doorway because I've been barely let inside.
Yeah.
And I believe I observe someone is holding a bottle of wine and I said, why don't we drink that?
And like a light up shoe, wasn't there? Like a light up sneaker involved?
Yeah. And then it's like, who the fucker's that?
Yeah.
Yes. And then I drop and I say, oh, Kerstin.
Yeah. Kerstin?
Kerstin Dior. And then when I remark on the wine bottle, I say, Kerstin Thirsty, baby. Just listen to the episode. Scroll back 2 years worth of episodes.
George is also, he's recording a voice memo on his laptop. He's looking at the laptop as he records, which you don't have to do. I'm not looking at my microphone. And it makes it look like you're live on Instagram or something. Talking to her.
I want to make sure just getting the sound waves. I'm watching the waves go up. The waveform.
Kerstin Thirsty, baby.
Well, we're going to... plugs.
George,
we
where
to
can
plug.
People find yeah. you?
And what do you want to point them to?
Let's see. People can find me on my food Instagram, which is now just Food George Saba. The word food, George, my name, G-U-R-G-E-S, and then S-A-B-A. You can find me on TikTok. I think I'm just at George Saba. I might be at George Saba Zero. But
did you post the Jim Morrison one?
No, I haven't yet.
Please
thought about it this
post
morning.
It.
Post it, and then people will go check out your Jim Morrison TikTok. That's very funny.
Well, when does this air?
This comes out next Tuesday, a week from today.
Okay, and Daniel, cut that out because I know that's like a faux pas to talk about.
People keep saying that. I feel like that's fine.
What?
To be like, oh, like we're recording this not the day it comes out. Like people know that.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll post it before that. You can look at that. And maybe I'll post some more TikToks in between, but I'm trying to get better at that.
let's see, I do a pop-up restaurant in Los Angeles, California, with my friend Sarah called Virginia Moss. You can find that on Instagram at Virginia like the state, Moss like the growth underscore. What else is cool? You should watch Killing It. It's a television program on Peacock, the streaming service. And you should watch Grand Crew, which is on NBC, but also on Peacock, the streaming service.
George doesn't even work with them. These are just suggestions.
And buy Fujifilm.
Oh, yeah, and you can buy Fujifilm cameras so they keep casting me in their commercials. Buy the GXRWR and the whatever, and employ their camera to cloud functionality.
Or whatever.
The GX100RWR. It's a lot of letters and numbers, but it's good.
Yeah. Kind of like, yeah, we'll talk off air, but I was, yeah.
Were you going to say kind of like Athletic Greens?
Oh my God, Daniel, cut that out.
Daniel, leave it in.
Helix Anything George has said, leave it in, cut it out.
You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at JeffWayRD. And by the time this comes out, the ass pick will be up. Go check out
my full ass is on Twitter
at JeffRayD on Twitter.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at RileyAnspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. We're going to thank some VI podcasts.
Oh, also find Reddit r/review, Instagram at reviewreview, Twitter at reviewreviewshow. Let's thank some VI patrons.
Do you want to stick around for this?
Or? Yeah, I'll stick around. What do you guys do? You just sort of read names?
Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah.
Thank you to underscore Christian side hug so he can hug two people simultaneously.
Agent.
Aggie.
A co has quite simply ascended beyond it all. Any hate thrown her way will simply not be. Do not test this out.
All right. I'll admit it. Good Jason costume. But Halloween is over. So, oh wait, Dakota's back there behaving. Then who's this?
Amir Blumenfeld. So it's Amir Blumenfeld, but he brings an air of sad, sullen energy.
At this point, I can't even tell if Daddy chose Tuesdays or if Tuesdays chose Daddy. It's just, well, me.
Ben was feeling bad about his complex names, but then he remembered the abuse that has been spewed towards Aiko for upwards of...
Blink-182 is back together, and all I got was this lousy Patreon name.
Cam is Sposy. That's spooky and cozy because it's October, baby.
Chop, chop, chop.
God! Oh!
Kerboocher! Sorry to any of those that I just jump scared.
Damian Kirk stepped right into a hole and fell into a cellar this weekend, so his life is about to as well as he deserves.
Fancy octopuses, according to Aiko, submissive and breedable.
Sorry,
Aiko. Aiko. She lives in Cleveland.
Follow Austin at Butt McFart on Insta to see moving pictures with Jansport and Mefri. See you guys on the 23rd.
Grace Talk taking it to the streets. Aiko is a hack doctor and put a phone in his lungs.
I eat spaghetti and heat balls. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I'm cheating on my partner. Thought it'd be a cathartic time to let that out because people think it's a Patreon name.
I'm Riley Anspawn. Have you ever heard of this new show, The Office? You know, John Krasinski's kind of a zaddy.
Jake Ullman.
James Wagner is getting into, well, sound, actually, never mind, that's going too far.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and this whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jeffrey Games, Jeff's evil but playful twin.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
John Daniels, I've gotta know, man, what is he planning?
JP again, all hands on deck to get the real Dame Barrymore to hear a sound clip of Jeff desperately lying to her about his cock.
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
Casper Bobasper.
Lord Bob Buell Esquire.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
I gotta say, I love the names that are not long. Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
My what shook me is that I started reading Moby Dick, and I gotta say, Captain Ahab could get it. And when I say it, I mean me.
Nate Porteous has a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to.
Happy birthday, Nate. New patron.
He's been a patron for a year and a half.
Oh, that's really funny.
Nolan Murphy probably had something to do with the 1917 Black Sox scandal. He just seems sketchy and into old baseball.
Nolan wasn't at the last Zardy. I missed his ass.
I know. He texted me the next day. He goes, I missed it, didn't I?
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, Priest.
Puff Riley.
Raven Schmaven.
Review Ritu. So it's this podcast, but a sequel.
Reese Gord Goose Bergman.
Smokin' Time on Main Island has closed for the winter, and Jameson Poncia has to come up with funny original names now.
Smooth Pete and his jazz band that used to be popular but is now struggling to remain relevant and is mostly limited to making...
The actual Andre 3000, not Jewel.
TJ Michael.
And you've said Connor Finnegan's name for 2 years, and you still don't know who he is, what he's capable of. Watch the shadows.
Thank you, everyone, for subscribing at the highest tier. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff for Zardy's live streams and... us directing you to where you can find photos of Jeff's ass.
And I'm serious. As someone who subscribes to the Patreon, it's worth every penny.
You don't subscribe.
I pay you a monthly sum. By you, I mean Riley.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah, because you could just be on those Zardies either way. And you never want to be. You're
Riley,
always about to go
I get
out.
A monthly text from Riley.
Yeah.
It's a voice memo that goes,
okay, so I see what happened. Riley.
It's extortion.
Solicits a Apple cash from you over text.
I mean, it's just $1,000.
Yeah.
That's 500 times.
Well, that's what I tell him. I just say, oh, it's just $1,000. It's like, that's my way of getting him to agree
with
me.
Yeah, the way she says it's just $1,000, I don't want to feel poor.
Like, oh, well, it's just $1,000. George, you can give me $1,000.
You know, the quickest way to feel poor is giving someone $1,000 for no reason every month. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. We'll see you guys again next week.
George's Review everybody. Margaritaville's 3.
Arrivederci.
Jay!
That was a HeadGum original.